This is an exciting morning. How many of you are actually aware that we have a sister church in Zambia? Oh, okay, wow. That is very good. That's awesome. Yes, when I first got here, I was told that. And then we began shortly after in the fall. Emil kind of brought me this idea. Hey, can we bring the pastor couple from our sister church over here? And so we started planning, and it's exciting because Pastor or Reverend Kalonga and his wife are here. And so I'm going to ask them to come up together. And it's so exciting that you guys are finally here after months of planning and talking about it. And so they are here for a month till the middle of June. And I'm hoping that they have lots of chances to talk with you and meet with you. And already, I love this man. He's my brother. I'm going to turn your mic on.
Okay, here we go.
And so we usually end at 12:15, but I've told him, if you're on Zambia church time, you go for it. And we'll just cut, exactly. And hopefully you brought some snacks maybe, but I think they have some words to say to us.
Thank you, Pastor. To God be the glory. I want to bring you greetings from Zambia, Africa, and in particular, Mungu Evangelical Church. 6 years ago, about 6 years ago, we had some ambassadors coming from this church. Should you think it was Annie, Debbie, Karen, and Trudy. We have a missionary down there with Dorothy, and when these ambassadors came to Zambia, we had a lovely time with them. And, oh yes, it was good. But on their time to come back, we asked them if it were possible for us to become sister churches. Then we put it in writing, handed the letter to them. And when they came, the church leadership here and the membership here agreed, and we are so excited. We are very happy to be connected to this church here. And during that time, or from that time, many things have happened. Many things have happened to which we are very, very grateful. I am a little bit emotional to speak some of the things, but we have experienced the love of God, which is beyond our understanding. And that is why we are here today, meet with the pastor, the young Timothy. I call him the young Timothy. So, young Timothy, get on. The battle is raging. We are on the battlefield. So you keep on, young Timothy, as we labor. So we are very grateful and we are very honored and very humbled to come here. Our church sends the greetings and they say you greet the people there. And we give you our hands open to come, if you can all come to Zambia, because you are our sister church. What are we doing in Zambia? We are involved in missions, reaching out to our remotest parts of Zambia, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not just preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are doing some small skills in order to equip the young people and the ladies and the men in order for them to do what they can do in their lives, like sewing, is it tailoring, or some small skills. That's what we are involved in. And we are also involved in discipleship, evangelism, and so on and so forth. You are going to hear other things. And this time, we are thinking we could have a step further because of many other needs we have in our country that we'll share with the pastor. Otherwise, there are so many things that we can share. Thank you for your support. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for all you send through the ambassadors. We love our missionary Dorothy, who has served with us for so many years in Zambia, a faithful service. And I want to encourage the church, especially that you are sending missionaries out there. Please listen to them as they share their stories. Listen to them as they share their stories. Thank you for the support you are giving to them. Well, pastors sometimes can go on and on and on and on and on. I want to say one last thing. We are a couple and married. We have 6 children. And been married with my wife for, I don't know how many years. How many years?
34 years.
34 years, okay. So been... We have been married with my wife for 34 years, and I still love her, and thank you for inviting us both so that we can experience this situation. Now, from our sister church, or from the church in Zambia, we brought something to show the connection to this church here. And we want to give it to whoever is receiving it. Was it Annie and the pastor? Is it the pastor or is it the Annie? Or is you can give both. It. Both? Okay. Wait, you don't open. Wait, you don't open. So you give. We don't know in Zambia we may open, but they might. They should open. The church should open. So you gave it to David.
Okay.
Thank you. So this is the resources we have in Zambia. We have the resources like the Big Five, and we needed the people to come and tap into this resource and grow what we should be as a church, support ourselves. So we thank God for the great creation he has made, and we should worship him. In Africa, we have a reason to worship him. He has created the big elephant. I don't know whether here there are elephants. I don't know. Okay. Thank you. And there is. So that is Zambia. And the that's Zambia. The thing you see there, it's copper. Zambia, our main product is copper. So this is copper, and that's the big elephant. So we said this little token will connect us with our sister church. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Anne. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you so much for these gifts, and we will continue our partnership with you and continue to pray for you, and we promise we will come to Zambia.
Thank you. Please come to Zambia.
Yes.
We invite you. Come and stay with us in our heart. You are very much welcome. Okay, thank you. To God be the glory, great things he has made. So that the way that he gave us his son, oh, he did his life and atonement for thee, and all the authority to tell. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and let him the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. Worship is personal. Worship is personal. Unless you get it yourself, you can't worship. Worship is personal. This morning, I don't know, I'm coming from Africa. Whether it is morning, whether it's Africa, whether it is afternoon, I want to share with you from the book of Ruth. Those of you with Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Ruth. And chapter 1, I want to start reading from verses 5 to 18, but you are free to complete the whole chapter. Thank you, Pastor, for giving me the pulpit to stand and share the word of the Lord. I am using the New American Standard Bible, and I'll commence reading from Ruth chapter 1, verses 5 to 18. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband, 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the land of Moab. For she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord has visited his people in giving them food. 7. So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. 8. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go return each of you to mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. May the Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of the husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. And they said to her, no, but we will surely return with you to your people. 11. But Naomi said, return, my daughters. Why should you go with me? Have I have sons in my womb that may be husbands? Return, my daughters. Go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I said I have hope, if I should even have a husband tonight and also bear sons, would you therefore wait until they were grown? Would you therefore refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, for it is harder for me than for you, for the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me. And they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. Then she said, behold, your sister-in-law has gone back, her people and their gods. Return after your sister-in-law. 16. But Ruth said, do not urge me to leave or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go. And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus, may the Lord do me and worse if anything but death parts you and me. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. Let's pray. Father God, thank you this time. We pray that you may help each one of us listen to your word. We pray that, Lord, you may open our hearts. You may give me credit to speech to your people, O God. Thank you for your goodness, your love to each one of us. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. This is a very familiar and important story. Many people have spoken about it. There are some DVDs or there are some other electronic things people have used to speak on this. As we are coming from Zambia and Africa, I was thinking the church has asked me to go and speak. What am I going to speak about? God give me the word to go and speak. And I read so many chapters, so many books, the word was not coming forth. I read, I was dry. Said, what am I going to speak? And the Lord spoke and gave me the word in Ruth. And I want to speak on Ruth in a connection with the sister church. Yes, theologically we do know what this passage is all about. My emphasis this morning or this afternoon will be on the bond on sister church partnership. The unity, the love, and what it entails. Elimeleki and Naomi and the children left their land, the Bethlehem, or the land of Judah, to go into Moab because that land had some famine or some hunger. There was no food, and they were looking some place to go so that they can survive. And they left that place to go to Moab. Why the struggle in Judah or in Bethlehem? It's because the people disobeyed God. And always God is saying, if you disobey me, I'll bring difficulties and the challenges upon your lives. And this time, the land of Judah or the land of Bethlehem was experiencing the same. And these people left their land and went to Moab. To Moab, that's where the children of this Naomi and the husband got married to two wives. During their time there, the husband to Naomi died, and the children to Naomi also died. And this lady remained alone, and it was a difficult time for her. Usually in some cultures, widows are not respected. Widows are just pushed here and there. And she had a very difficult time. Then she thought of going back to her land because she heard that God has visited his people and there is enough food. Then she thought of going back, like that son who spent away his wealth. So they went, and the daughters-in-law decided to follow. And as they were following, she asked them to get back to their mothers or to their land, and they totally refused. They said, no, we are not going to go back. We will go with you. They kissed each other and cried, go back, please. I am too old to have some other children to marry you. Please get back. They just followed, and they couldn't return. But we have seen one who retained. Opa returned home, and that was the end. She said, well, let me get back, and she returned home. But for Ruth, clung on, and she said, I will go with you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. She resolved and concluded that I've got to follow my mother-in-law, despite what. I've got to follow and follow. And this is what she did. She followed. She went. Now, there are great words here, or big words here, or great sentences here. Where you go, I will go. Where you will lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. This was a solemn commitment Ruth made. That was the turning point to Ruth. She said, your God will be my God. If I may use the other word, she said, I have repented from worshiping those idols. I want to go and worship your God. I have heard so many things about the living God. So I'll go and worship with you. Don't force me to get back. I have resolved. I have the happiness to follow you. Your people will be my people. And Naomi had nothing to say except to be quiet and watch this lady following her. That is, she was going to a place where she did not know. She was going to a place where she did not have friends or relatives, except to say, your God will be my God. I want to talk about your God will be your God. Who is this God? We know very well that our God is a loving God. We know very well that our God is a holy God. We know very well that our God is a savior. We know very well that our God is a consuming fire. We know very well that our God is awesome. No one can understand his doing. We know very well that from the passage we have just read, our God is international, if I may use that word, international. Because Moab and Judah were two different countries, and these people could not get along with each other. But we have seen this lady getting along with Ruth. So this is the God whom this Ruth is saying, your God will be my God. I want to be saved by this God. Your people shall be my people. I don't know. The Canadians, and you say, your people in Africa shall be my people. Two extremes. Canada and Africa, they are two extremes. But because someone has resolved, because some people have concluded, your God will be my God. Your Canadian God will be my God. Your African God will be my God. That is a very big connecting factor. Gone are those days when there was some, I don't know how to put it, but some apartheid or some not living together. My brothers and sisters, the God whom you serve is the God whom we serve. And we have agreed to come to Canada because we know that the God that they serve in Canada is our God. He's the one who sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross. And whosoever comes to him says, Lord, I have confessed all my sins. I want you to be my Savior. Right there is the Son of God, or is the daughter of God. And all those who believe in the name of the Lord are the children of God. So this one said, your God will be my God, and your people will be my God. And we know the blessings that came after Naomi went into that land. We know that the genealogy of Jesus Christ is also connected to Naomi. I mean, Ruth, a Moabite, a Gentile, a person who does not know God. My brothers and sisters, if anyone is in Jesus Christ, is a new creation. The old has passed away. And when we talk of sister church, that is a very big pronouncement. It is a divine connection. It's coming from God. An African staying with a Canadian, an African being loved by Canadians and raising all it takes for them, for us to be here. That is amazing. That is the love of God. That is a mystery. Only those who are in Christ Jesus can understand this. So Ruth said, your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. Where you die, I will die. This is very, very, very touching. You know, what she was saying was this. I will put my trust in your God. I will not trust myself or any other things but in God alone. I worship him and nothing else. He is my salvation. He is my rock. And all those who are saying, the sister church in Zambia, the sister church in Canada, it's that connection, knowing that he is our rock. He is our savior. He is our trust. The people who put their trust in God don't trust in anything else apart from God. This lady, what she was saying, your God will be my God. If your God will provide, he is going to provide for me. I don't trust in myself. And she was worshiping idols. She was worshiping other things. The people who have said, your God will be my God, are the people who have repented from their sins. Orpah retained. You know, sometimes in our journey following Jesus Christ, we go some steps, and when it gets hot, we get back. Why do we get back? Sometimes there are some things we love most than loving Jesus Christ. If there are some things that we trust and we love most, you move some few steps and you retract. You'll be back. Unless you resolve and you get committed to say, your God will be my God, and I will follow and I will die wherever you will die. Following Jesus needs commitment. I have decided. Any work or way, aliotu diakol way. I heard when you are talking, you have some bears here, isn't it? You call them bears, those animals? The animals? Bear or bear? What? So a visitor of a bear will eat or will sleep what the bear eats or where the bear sleeps. If you are visiting with a bear, you will sleep where the bear sleeps. And you are going to eat what the bear eats. In Bemba, we have said, "Umweni wakolwe adiotu ya pokolwe." Maybe we know a monkey, or do we know a monkey, a baboon? And if you are visiting with a monkey, you will eat what the monkey eats. Sometimes it does not please. You know the monkeys will eat that and that and that and that, but because you are visiting with that, you will eat. That is the friendship we are talking about. When you come to Africa, you sleep where the monkey sleeps. When I come to Canada, I'll sleep where the bear sleeps. Your people will be my people. Jesus is wonderful. Jesus. I mentioned a little bit of the international friendship. On the cross, everything was done. My brother, I saw him introduce someone here. When we came, we just said, "Can I have your passport?" He said, "Yes." We gave him the passport. He said, "Now I can see you are the real person we have been praying for." And he showed me his hand. And my hand. We are one in Christ, despite the geographical separations. My brothers and sisters, I want to thank this church for your commitment. Continue praying for us. Continue this partnership, the Lord will reward you. When Jesus came from this genealogy, many blessings have come into the world because of Ruth. When you partner with us, because of this God, many blessings will go to Africa. Many blessings will reach many people because you are the children of God. And I want you to think about two things. Your commitment to following Jesus. Are you committed or you want to get back? Please don't. Soldier on. Young pastor, young Timothy, my friend, my good friend, soldier on. You come and sleep where the monkey sleeps. You come and eat what the monkey eats. Very happy. I'm very happy for you. I'm very excited. And I saw the other young pastor, the youth pastor, who is not here with us. Please, soldier on. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. There shall be obstacles which you shall make you to wanting to get back. Are there no other things that I can do than being a pastor? I think there are many better things I can do. Don't. Follow him. Follow him. Many blessings will come. May God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We're going to sing one last song, and it fit right in without knowing what he was going to be speaking about, but God knew. And so let's stand and sing, "I Will Go," and we're declaring that we'll go and we will follow wherever he sends us and whatever he sends us to do.
I will go. go, Lord, send me to the world, to the lost, to the poor.
Go. Have a wonderful week.